So managing over the internet green walls is something that might not look very interesting, but actually it is very interesting. And today was Ken Hoshak from Cradlepoint. We're going to learn how they help SageGreen Life create an end-to-end solution that allows them to remotely manage green walls. Hi everyone, you're watching the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier Ho. Thanks for tuning in. Today we have Ken from Cradlepoint and with us, and we're going to talk about a very interesting solution that leverages a unique connector that Cradlepoint has been developing in Azure IoT Central. Ken, thanks for joining the show today.
Thanks, Olivier. Thanks for having me on.
So Ken, tell us a bit about yourself and Cradlepoint.
Sure. Well, I'm Ken Hoshak, and I've been at Cradlepoint for a little over 10 years. I'm our vice president of IoT strategy and business development. And Cradlepoint is the worldwide leader in cellular gateways. That's what the industry calls them. But we provide a cloud-delivered 4G LTE solution that enterprises can use as an internet connection.
That's actually super interesting, because when we talk about IoT, you know, there's that word internet of that, which means that these devices needs to be connected. And very often you have infrastructures or devices that are pre-existing or new ones, but that are not actually devices that can connect to an internet. And so this is where companies like you guys are coming into play to make these things connected and contribute to that Internet of Things story, right?
No, absolutely. And that's the biggest challenge a lot of people have putting together these end-to-end IoT solutions is getting that secure connectivity that just always works. It's a really important part of a solution.
Yeah. So tell me about NetCloud Edge and what you've been, you know, creating there and how it helps your customers.
Sure. Well, one of the reasons, I mean, if you consider ourselves kind of a connectivity platform for making sure that applications can connect, that's similar to what Microsoft is doing with Azure IoT Central. And so we recognize that a lot of our customers are going to want that integration. So we developed an edge connector. We call it the NetCloud Edge Connector to Azure IoT Central to simplify the process of connecting these sensors and endpoints to Azure IoT Central.
Cool. I think we're going to see that in place. I think SageGreen Life is the company you've been working with to launch this product. And I think we're going to see the demo, we're going to see some of that. Tell me a bit about, you know, where this customer was coming from and you know, what their actual need.
Yeah. So SageGreen Life is a company in Chicago that makes living plant walls that are used in corporate lobbies, outdoor, et cetera, that have a built-in irrigation system. And their challenge is those plant walls were unmonitored. They would have to send people, so they'd hire a maintenance firm to come maintain them every 2 weeks. They really wanted to automate, you put sensors in the plant wall to detect the level of the water in there and eventually soil temperature, light. And this was a perfect solution for them.
So why would they need to, at the end of the day, we hear a lot about these anecdotes in terms of securing IoT devices, and those were not secured, ended up in, you know, DDoS attacks being spreading out or other things like that. So why would a company managing, green plant walls and irrigation system need to have a super secure system? What is the real need behind that?
Well, their person running development, Harry Eschel, he's their SVP of development, knew right away that you can't rely on the customer Wi-Fi in the lobby. There's the famous hack of a Las Vegas casino where someone was able to hack the high roller database through a temperature sensor in a fish tank. So Harry called Cradlepoint because they knew that they wanted to use 4G LTE, and they knew that they needed that advanced networking, intrusion prevention, intrusion detection, zone-based firewall, all the things that Cradlepoint does to be able to protect that connection.
Cool. So before jumping to the demo of NetCloud Edge Connector and IoT Central, let's take a little look. I think you brought a video of what these plant walls look like.
Yeah, let me play that right now.
One of the things that we like to say to people is you don't have to live in a concrete jungle. The idea and the hope was to create a product line where you could bring nature back into, honestly, every environment.
Our first generation of these products relied on the maintenance companies to determine if there was any problem with the irrigation system. We had no eyes or ears on that product. So I reached out to Cradlepoint, knowing that they had routers that could probably solve all my needs for bringing the data from our sensors back to the dashboard, at least for analysis. And frankly, I was worried a lot about security.
Sage Greenlife had a problem. They were looking to provide connectivity to the vital infrastructure within their beautiful living walls.
Cradlepoint introduced us to the team at Microsoft and got us up and running in days. And we're now monitoring the irrigation system.
By combining IoT Central and Cradlepoint, we've been able to deliver that end-to-end security solution that Sage Greenlife really requires.
And it took almost no training to be able to build a dashboard that watched our sensors and reported alerts. So on one dashboard, I have everything I need to know about how the wall is behaving. And if there's a problem, I know everything about the customer and how to go out and get it repaired.
Once they have a connected wall, it opens up a whole series of possibilities of new services and capabilities, and it's all because they now have the connectivity and the ability to gain whole new insights through the relationship they have with Cradlepoint and our integration with Azure IoT Central.
With this IoT platform, we're going to make this product by far the most reliable living wall system on the planet.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I want one at home. Now, you basically teased me. I don't know if they do that for consumers as well, but I do want one of these at home. At least my wife does, for sure. It would fit pretty well just behind me there. We've been talking
yes,
about it.
Absolutely.
So, well, let's see how that works. Let's jump into demos now.
Yeah, sure. And what I'm going to show you is the operator view of the IoT application that Sage Greenlife created to manage this. And this is a real plant wall that was actually Core Wireless is a partner of Microsoft's and Cradlepoint. They're the ones that provided that entire solution to Sage Greenlife. But at Mobile World Congress in LA, they brought a plant wall to the show in Los Angeles. And at the end, they donated it to a local charter school called New Academy Sciences and Arts. And the plant wall that we're going to show as a demo is actually the plant wall that's in LA right now.
Oh,
so let's
cool.
get started. Okay, so let's drill down into the actual plant wall. You can see on this list that this is the application that Sage Greenlife developed using Azure IoT Central as a platform. And they created this very quickly. They were very happy with this. So this is the plant wall that they donated, that Core donated to New Academy of Science and Arts. And if I go into that device, and I'll go this way, what I'll see is I can see the dashboard for this device that will give me the water level and and if there's any alerts. And I can see this school, by the way, is just like everywhere else, is in study from home. So there's no one actually at the school to be able to refill the water. So you're actually seeing an alert today that was created to say, hey, this wall needs needs to be filled with water. So if I go into commands, one of the things I can do remotely is go into the command section and I can run the pump to fill that plant wall up with water. And then within, this is the IoT application that is the view for Sage Greenlife. But in addition, the Cradlepoint aspect of it gives Sage Greenlife the ability to view all of their routers, understand how much data they're using, and on a daily basis, because they have a special IoT plan from Core Wireless, which is an MVNO, in addition to being able to resell this solution. And this lets them monitor their data.
Awesome. So this is a bit of a, you know, OT, you know, side of things with the IoT Central application. And here you have a little bit of the IT side of things as well with the management of that connectivity and gateways, the service, and so on.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the key partnership between Microsoft and Cradlepoint is the Cradlepoint tools are typically used by IT and network administrators to make sure that connection is secure. Whereas the IoT application that's created upon Azure IoT Central is typically used by operators or field folks, and they don't need to know bits and bytes. They just need to know if the plant has water.
Yep. And the interesting thing is that it's basically almost turnkey for the final customer, right? So they don't need to ramp up on a new tool. It's like all web pages, login, all secured, and the operator only has the view for what he needs. I need to refill the tank. That's pretty much what I need. I don't need to know that it's going to be a hole behind that server and behind that device, whatnot.
Absolutely. And in the world of IT, everyone speaks the same language. It's what's my bandwidth, latency, jitter, throughput. But in the world of IoT, every application is different. And a plant wall is very different than a school bus, which is very different than oil and gas application. And that's where the flexibility of IoT Central really works well in conjunction with Cradlepoint's network view.
Cool. And something I wanted to mention while you were showing IoT Central is that people would recognize IoT Central because they've been playing with it, but it's in production. People are actually using it for real solution, and it delivers that OT perspective that is very, you know, well fine-tuned for the operators. Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And interestingly, when SageGreen Life contacted Cradlepoint, full disclosure, Harry is a good friend of mine. So he called me and said, hey, I really need help on the connectivity. And I said, Harry, what are you doing with the data? And he said, well, I've got a 14-month project staff to do this. And I told him about what we were doing with Microsoft. Mm-hmm. And they became our launch customer, and he was able to get that application out in about 2 weeks as opposed to 14 months.
Wow. Yeah. And now he has also, from Central, he can trigger the alerts. He can also export the data to have that data management after, right? Push some data to some AI algorithms to optimize the maintenance of all the green walls that they have around.
Yeah, and that's a good point, is that a lot of these people think of IoT and they just think about the sensor data, but there's a lot of manual application in these applications as well. Who's the product? Who's the customer? If I need to get in the lobby after hours, who do I call? And one of the beautiful things about IoT Central are the connectors that can connect with other systems, whether it's Microsoft Dynamics or Microsoft Field Connect, or even SAP, Oracle, Salesforce, ServiceNow. And this is giving Sage GreenLife a great roadmap going forward for how to further automate this.
Yeah, and they don't have to. You were saying they had a 14-month project, came down to as little as a few weeks. And that's because IT Central implements what you don't need to implement as a customer, right? Their business is to deliver a service, which is maintenance of these green walls. And it's not about maintaining an application that will run in the cloud for maintaining the green walls.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely.
And Ken, let's look into, how Sage GreenLife developed that IoT Central application, the templates, and what's under the hood, basically.
Yeah, sounds good. And again, there's part of this that's going to be done in IoT Central and part of it that's going to be done in Cradlepoint NetCloud. So starting with IoT Central, the first thing they do is they create a template for their device. And I'm sure you've had a lot of other shows where people have been able to walk through and show you the different templates. But this is the template that they created for their model that's called Productivity. And so once you create the template, the next thing you do, and this goes back to the Cradlepoint integration, is you go to Cradlepoint NetCloud, mm-hmm. and you go into what you want to be able to do is add that template to Cradlepoint NetCloud or make it aware. So if you go into applications, you'll bring up the tiles of applications available within Cradlepoint NetCloud. And if you look down here, here's the NetCloud Edge connector for Microsoft Azure. Yeah. So if I hit manage, that brings up all of the workflow for connecting the Cradlepoint portion of it with IoT Central.
Okay.
So in this case, rather than walk through creating a new connector, I created one this morning, actually, and I'm just going to walk you through the workflow. So this is called Ken's Test. And when I bring it, the first thing it's going to do is it's going to bring up information where you put in the template ID that we just created in IoT Central, and then the scope ID and the group SAS that you get from your IoT Central account.
Okay.
And then if I go to next, now this gives me the opportunity to say, what kind of data do I want to bring up? And there's some standard fields that come from the Cradlepoint router, as well as the custom ones that they would add.
Yeah. You basically describe the capabilities of your devices here.
Yeah, and our goal here is no code. That's kind of a theme, is we don't want people to have to do a bunch of coding to get all this information. So that's why we make it easy by just saying enable or disable.
Okay.
And then the third thing you want to do, and depends on how much data, but you can say what's the interval of reporting that you want, and set that in terms of minutes, properties, et cetera. And then the unique thing with Cradlepoint is we operate, because a lot of our customers have 10,000 or even I think our largest customer might have 50,000 units deployed in their network. We create what are called groups of devices. And this way, when you edit the group, it reflects those changes, configuration changes across all 50,000 devices.
Okay.
So now within Cradlepoint, now I've created the, I've done the work to actually add Microsoft Azure IoT Central to this. And what we're going to do now is rather than having to do a cut and paste of device certs one-to-one, once you do this group, we can, at scale, automatically populate devices within IoT Central with the right certificates using IoT Central's DPS, Device Provisioning Service.
Yep.
All right. So then the next thing you want to do is you want to create, in the case of Sage Greenlife, they wanted to do some lightweight edge computing using an application that would reside on-premise in our router. Okay. And so we have an SDK that enables you to create that application. In their case, they used Python. And they're able to take their connectors or their sensors are attached USB over serial, serial over USB to the Cradlepoint router. Mm-hmm. And then they have a small little application that that goes through and normalizes the data and preps it to get it ready to send up MQTT to Azure. And there's a Cradlepoint development site you can go to show you how to do that. I won't go through that now. But say you once you do get your SDK, then you can attach that to one of these groups that we talked about within NCM. And once you have that group, then I can go into the group setting. Mm-hmm. I can bring up the one that I created this morning for IoT test. So this is the IoT test group. And now I go to this IoT test group that I just created and I bring up the configuration and I can edit this. And again, I'm editing a template that can be applied to thousands or tens of thousands of devices. And I'm essentially configuring the router. And if I go to system, you can see IoT, and here's the IoT central portion of it. Okay. And so there's a workflow now where I can automatically set up the group with the configuration settings I want for Azure IoT Central. And then if I add 5,000 routers to that group, it'll automatically orchestrate the whole solution end to end.
Awesome. So if I get the setup right here, you have your gateway that you manage through the NetCloud application, right? And this is where you do that configuration of, you know, that particular set of devices that are behind these set of gateways that will be connected to a specific IoT Central application. Once you've done all the setup, these devices basically through the gateways will communicate directly with IoT Central. They're not going through a NetCloud and like backend. The backend that Cradlepoint provides is for provisioning and managing the devices, the gateways themselves, and the devices configuration down there, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And then we're using IoT Central to manage the devices attached to our gateway. Plus, there may be certain information from our router or gateway that they want reflected in IoT Central.
Yeah, awesome. Love it.
Yeah, so the bottom line, just kind of summarizing the process, is first step is you basically set up your template in IoT Central. Mm-hmm. You set up the standard configuration that you want for the routers. You create an SDK. And an application that would go in the Cradlepoint router. And then you orchestrate using NetCloud, orchestrate that connection with IoT Central so that there's this end-to-end connectivity so you can just manage your plant wall remotely.
Awesome. Let me ask you that one, Ken. So like right now, there's one piece that actually you might be working on. I'm curious about that and the interest you might have in that. You have a way of defining capabilities of your device in the NetCloud world. And we have plug and play in IoT Central. You know, bridging the two worlds, is it actually made even easier considering eventually the opportunity for you to push a model, a plug and play model into IoT Central based on your configuration in a NetCloud application?
Absolutely. And we were very excited when we were invited to participate with Microsoft in kind of the early version of this. And we've done some work on that now so that, you know, plug and play makes our life a lot easier because we can basically describe capabilities of the Cradlepoint router, enumerate that, publish it, but also devices attached to it. And frankly, the combination of plug and play, and we're really excited about Microsoft's Azure IoT Edge coming out. It'll just make it a lot easier to attach devices to our router, IoT sensors, IoT devices, and just have that in a no-code environment just reflected all the way to IoT Central. And it just further accelerates how fast you can develop these applications.
Awesome, Ken. That was definitely very insightful. Real-life application developed with IoT Central, Cradlepoint, NetCloud solution, and actually Sage Green Life, the customer was now distributing and managing their green walls over that application. So, Ken, you know, thanks a lot for joining us on the show today. For everyone online, so thanks for watching that episode. If you want to learn more about Cradlepoint and the fantastic work that that Cradlepoint is doing, go to the aka.ms/IoTshow/Cradlepoint link, and that we're going to show somewhere here. And you'll have a nice blog post from Ken there that describes the Sage Green Life and the solution that Cradlepoint has been developing.
Excellent. So,
Ken, I hope to see you on the show at some point with some other very interesting customer solution that Cradlepoint has been putting together with IT solutions from Microsoft.
No, absolutely. Would be happy to.
Well, thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe. See you soon.